Been walking several miles, spent years being a meter man, drunk brute for recreation.
That's right.
Hell, I deserve it. I had legal steady occupation. They act with Jordans it brings. What? In my possessions I earned, nobody gave me a damn thing. Try my depressions, counting my blessings. I'd rather shoot rhymes than shoot a damn Smith and Wesson. Your politicians making calls. Mother side, children dies, it's society's downfall. Several years, my only girl was brute. But now I got a woman, if she go, what will I turn to? But now I please different girls. But I'd rather please a woman until she leaves this cold world. Where's my family? Tried to reach my sanity. Rest in peace to the deceased, the world that
y'all don't hear me. Don't know where I'm from.
Hell, if I never get rich, I can't miss what I never had. Right. People love the way I lyricate to live with Folkster. The lyrical heavyweight you hesitate. I work for underpaid wages. It's outrageous. So with persistence, I had to rock several stages. Hard times form hard rhymes. I take the lecture chair, rap the city to crimes. What? Drink brews, slave crews, even pay my dues. You keep the rhythm, homie. I maintain the blues. I'm at the point of no return and watch you earn the squirm. If you bad, you take what to burn. What? This is the real flow. I'm not a storyteller. I love rap. I'm not your average cat yeller. But when I want to put them things to an end, I sit back, collect my thoughts with my rebellion through an
y'all
end.
Don't hear me.
Long Beach to live before Jackson, South Carolina. Before I could live, the store for Kevin Tuckin. I in the ATX. Can't live with them now. This heart came from the West. But never knew what the future would tell. Did I be writing this last verse in the midst of a jail cell? Thoughts of wonder as I repent from my sin. Looking out the window, what's on the outside looking in? Love struck. Yeah, I thought it was on it. But due to the teacher of the Lord, the dark church it was bombing. Now I'm grown. I'm on my own in this world alone. They gave a dog a bone. Then I chose a rock microphone. Lord, deliver me, fast that you can. Came with the thoughts of a boy, leave with the thoughts of a man. Never knew where I was going, but I know where I've been. Got a piece of paper, put my rebellion through my
y'all
hand.
Y'all don't hear me.
Y'all, what's up, baby? We back. Operation Kickback. That's right. What's up, y'all? What's up, Cabrillo? You know, Century Village at Cabrillo. What's up, Plaza? You know what I'm saying? What's up, Gateway? What's up, Anchor Place? What's up, the Cove? Y'all open yet? What's up, U.S. Vets and Property, City Hard in the house, baby. Veteran Council, where you at? What's up, Reggie? What's up, Melissa? Baby. Shout out to John Opperheim. Yeah, that's right, if you listening. What's up? What's up, DJ Plaza? That's right, Larry. You know, everybody, y'all. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's been a minute. But yeah, we here. Hey, y'all, I just want to talk about a few things. First of all, I just want to tell everybody the words of this week, and let's maintain and not complain. Because complaining ain't going to get us nowhere. And if you're complaining and you ain't doing nothing, you just spitting booty chatter anyway. So, you know, let's do things right. You know, and if you grown, let's act grown. And if you kids, learn from the grown folks. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, you know, but maintain and not complain, y'all. That's it. That's going to be the words for the week because, I mean, I even have gripes sometimes too. You know what I'm saying? I got a few of them here and there, but it ain't going to solve nothing. It ain't going to do nothing but make you madder than what you already are. And we don't need all that. We got enough frustration going on already. You feel me? So, you know, we don't need to be doing all that. So, yeah, maintain and not complain, y'all. That's what it is. And I have enough, some more words for you next week. I'm going to start doing that every week, having something for us to put your mind on through the week, you know. You know, we in Paris and times as it is, you know. Well, they convicted Trump. 34 counts, y'all. You know, and then everybody got their little say-so on what's going to happen. Y'all didn't even know they was going to convict him. Y'all thought he was going to be free. Well, I ain't going to say be free, but y'all thought he wasn't going to be convicted for nothing. So you really don't know. You know, all I can say is pray for the man, you know. Because 34 counts, that's a lot of time if they put it out. And that's just that one. He got more stuff coming. He got more stuff. My question is this. Okay. He's already banned from a few countries already because he a convicted felon. Yeah, I heard that like yesterday. So if you can't even go to the country, how can you be president for a country? You hear what I'm saying? You know, I don't know. It's getting deep, y'all. It's getting deep, you know. You know, it's supposed to be Democratic and Republican and independent. It's Democratic, Trump, some independent. You know what I'm saying? Independent and some Republican. Because, you know, that's too much. That's too much, you know. And then some folks, I done heard, I done seen some stuff on Instagram. They talking about Trump is black. Because he going through what he going through. That is so cold. That is so cold. You know, but you know. Hey, all I want to say, I just pray for him and the family. And then you got Biden's son. He going to court now for a gun and crack, you know. So it's like it's really a tit for tat. They're gonna end. What's gonna end up? You gonna have what's his name? RFK Jr. the president for real gonna be the first independent ever. Y'all better quit tripping. And then I got to give it to Biden. He finally closed that border. It was time. I don't know what made them do it or whatever, but you know, everybody get tired of being tired too. So, you know, and there's just too much stuff going on and it ain't even coming from us, you know? So, and then chalk this up. Mexico got the first woman president. Did y'all hear me? They did it before America. That is deep. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you know we got some stuff going on this way that we got to resolve. Because other countries is doing their thing. If you think about it. You know what I mean? So, come on, America. We didn't go to war and all this stuff to be last and all this other stuff, you know? Come on now, we can do better. I want to give a shout out to the WNBA. You know, Caitlin Clark going through it, but so is the rest of them. Angela Reese, Papini, whatever her name is. And it's a few other more. Yeah, I mean, it's a few more, not, you know, a few other more. They ain't not your word, but. Look, I'll be talking again. Yeah, I'm just saying. But yeah, shout out to the WNBA. And what's so cold about it is that, you know, now you know it's a championship NBA game. I ain't seen one of them yet. You know, because Dallas is playing Boston. I don't know the nothing, but I know about the WNBA. Something wrong with that, y'all. You know, something wrong with that. The commissioner of the NBA gonna have to step up and do something, because NBA is not exciting this year at all. It's more WNBA now, you know. And it's cool, but hopefully, and then football season around the corner, that's what everybody waiting on. You know. But the NBA was exciting for a minute, but I'm sure they'll step back up. They got new players coming in and all that. And, you know, so things is going to change. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Now I'm a diehard Laker fan. You know, I bleed purple and gold. You know what I'm saying? You know, but LeBron got to go. It's that time. You proved everything you could in the NBA, homeboy. It's time to go and let everybody else shine, man. Because I remember them games last year when you wasn't there and they played their best basketball. It was faster and everything. You slow everybody down and everything. And then, you know, now you would be a good coach. I say you need to go to coaching. You do the coaching. Don't get no other coach. Get LeBron. Let him coach. You know what I'm saying? And then build a team around Anthony Davis. Y'all crazy. He healthy now again? You know, I hope y'all don't trade him. Please don't trade him. If y'all do that, that's going to be the stupidest move ever. You got to keep Anthony Davis if you don't keep nobody else and build around him, because he's the atom of the nucleus. You know what I'm saying? I remember my science. That's deep. Ah, that's cool. But yeah, so hope, you know, everything go right that way. I hope it go right, you know. Okay, y'all. I done talked a little enough. I really had some stuff on my mind, too. I wasn't even playing with y'all. That's deep. Okay, y'all. We're going to get into our next song from Roger. So Rough, So Tough. So check it out in a minute.
Now wait a minute. Y'all.
Alright, y'all. Baby, that's Roger. Roger Troutman, y'all. And Zap. So rough, so tough. Y'all was just mentioning it was our house party days, you know? Ooh, man. We were too young to get in the club, so house parties was the thing, you know what I'm saying? And you looking forward to the Fridays or the weekend. And then every now and then, we would sneak into a quinceañera, too. Sure would. All the time. Sometimes we got invited. You know what I mean? Yeah, because, you know, we was all good. And it's starting to be like that again. That's one thing I could say, man. You know, I want to give a shout out to everybody out here in, L.A. County. Just California, period, you know. The black and brown is getting back together sometimes, you know, especially on the low rider scene. Shout out to all the low riders. I went to Sun Valley a few weeks ago and chilled out there with the 818, and it was cool. They cool. I want to say thank you for the hospitality, and shout out to Free Ray Rick. And safe travels out there in Texas. I know you're going down there for a ceremony and also to see your kin folks. Like I say, safe travels. I seen you last year. We was going around the same areas last year when I went to my family reunion, me, you, and my sister. So it was cool. But they did give me some good hospitality out there, Freeway. So it's all good. Hopefully I get to see you soon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I done missed you like twice right now, but it's okay. It's all good, you know. I know everybody be busy and stuff, prime week and all that, you know, and everything else, you know, graduations and family reunions, all that stuff be coming up, especially if it's almost summer, y'all. It is almost summer. Do you know we got, what, 20 more days? Baby. That heat starting to come, all that stuff. It's on like a funky song. I'm telling you, it is. But let's get back to this Trump situation. That's deep, y'all. What we gonna do? What should we do? You know what I mean? That might be the question because, I mean, automatically already, if Biden or if Trump was in the White House, that's another rerun. You hear what I'm saying? Ain't no new episodes or nothing. Ain't none of that. It's going to be the same old stuff we done went through before, and they might put a new little twist to it, but I don't know. I just think we need somebody fresh, y'all. I just really do. You know, we need somebody fresh, man. And then it ain't nobody even trying to step up, man. That's the cold part. Ain't nobody trying to step up. Y'all just said, these are the two candidates and that's it. Nobody had no, man, where everybody go? Where are the leaders at? It ain't none no more. Man, that is sadder than a funeral. You know, yeah, that's it. Yeah, but you know, yeah, that's sadder than a funeral, y'all. So, you know, the whole deal on this situation, I'm going to tell y'all like this. We need to pray. You know what I'm saying? You know, pray to the Lord handle this situation. Because it's beyond, it's out of our hands as it is. And it ain't never really in our hands in the first place. It's usually his and, you know, usually the Lord's. So we got to come to him and let him know our problems and our situations and everything. Because at the end of the day, them people that's up there in them positions, they don't really run nothing. You know, they do to a certain extent. They might pass some bills under our nose or something like that, but you can't be relying on them. You got to be relying on God. Because it's God that put them in them situation, put them in their place. You know what I'm saying? So if you pray to God, you know, ask the Lord to touch their heart to do the right thing for the people that they govern it. You know? Amen. You hear me? 1, 2, 3, ABC. You know, that's the problem of the situation, you know. And then, you know, everybody, you know, when you pray or whatever, just keep that in mind too, y'all. Because it's getting deep out here. It is. It's getting deep. And we can do better. And like I say, the first thing we need to do is pray, you know, and the Bible say, two or more people on earth agree on anything, it will be done by my Father in heaven. So if we agree with it and we pray, it's going to be done. So that's where we at now. That's where we at. No lie. That is where we at. Okay, y'all. We're about to get into another song. Strawberry Letter 23 by Brother Johnson.
just for you. Red magic satin planer, too. All through the morning rain I gave, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind. In the garden I see west purple shower bells and tea, orange birds and river cousins dressed in green. Pretty music I hear, so happy and loud. Blue flowers echo from my cherry cloud. Feel sunshine sparkle pink and blue. The playgrounds will laugh if you try to ask, or is it cool? If you arrive and don't see me, I'm gonna be with my baby. I'm free.
Fly
on over the sea. Stained window, yellow candy screen. See speakers of kites with velvet roses, big and freedom flight. A present.
That was Brother Johnson, Strawberry Letter 23. Nice jam, you know. Oh man, I was a youngster then, you know, back in them days. But I thought that song was so beautiful. My daddy used to take my mama to work. She worked up in Hollywood at the hospital, in the kitchen over there in the cafeteria. And we used to take her on Saturday morning, you know. And I remember that song being on Strawberry Letter 23. I thought that was the most beautiful song ever at the time. And I was about 5 or 6 years old. Something like that. My daddy had it on the radio. Oh, man, I loved it. It was so cool. I was talking to one of my friends today, that I actually grew up with. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When I first got to Linwood, he was the first dude I ran into. We played basketball together. And we was cool, you know what I'm saying? One of my best friends all through high school. And I remember he was one of the last persons I seen before I left and went into the Army. He didn't want none of us to go. It was a few of us. Our class, we all graduated in 1989. That was the last of the 80s, you know? And everybody in the 90s was already dissing us or whatever, you know, all the time or whatever. It was just, I don't know what it was. It wasn't even that deep, you know what I'm saying? But the 90s, they was on the mission, you know, it was the 90s, we gonna take over. This is what it is, whatever, you know? So it was what it was, but when we graduated, you know, a lot of us left. We left. If we weren't going to the military, we were moving out of state or out of town. You know what I'm saying? But everybody was leaving Linwood. So my boy, you know, he didn't like it. And then, you know, back then, you know what I'm saying, the school pride and everything was so deep. I mean, half of us didn't even want to graduate. We didn't want to leave because, you know, we loved each other that much. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. You can't find that no more. It don't exist. So when we see each other, you know what I'm saying, after all these years, you know, after alumni and you know what I'm saying, picnics or reunions, and stuff like that. That old feeling be coming back. That old pride and everything, because we know what kept us going. Because that what kept me going through a whole bunch of years, you know. And I've been doing this music ever since 1983. So you're talking about like 41 years now, you know. So I'm not new to it. I'm true to it, you know. But I hope one day we can get that back. I want the youngsters of today to feel that sense of love for each other and everybody look out for each other and chill and. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, y'all. Enough of that. Baby. Okay. Enough of that. Okay. The next song is going to be Song Cry from Jay-Z. It's supposed to get deep, baby.
Most incredible, baby. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude. I know you love me like cook food, even though a nigga gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since free lunch. We should've been together having Four Seasons brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather, so now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view cause you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, foreign change, armor all down. I can understand why you want a divorce now. Though I can't let you know it, pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep inside a nigga so sick, I can't see him coming down my eyes. So I gotta make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes. So I gotta let the song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes. So I gotta make the song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes. So I gotta make the song cry. On repeat the CD of Biggs, me and my bitch. Watching Bonnie and Clyde pretending to be that shit. Empty gun in your hand saying, let me see that clip. Shopping sprees, pull out your Visa quick. Nigga had very bad credit, you helped me lease that whip. You helped me get the keys to that V.6. We were so happy poor, but when we got rich, it's when the signals got crossed and we got flipped. Rather mine, I don't know what made me leave that shit. Made me speed that quick. Let me see, that's it. It was the cheese. Help them bitches get amnesia quick. I used to cut up they buddies. Now they saying they love me. Used to tell they friends I was ugly and wouldn't touch me. Then I showed up in that dubbed out buggy. And then it got fuzzy and they don't remember that. And I don't remember you. I can't see it coming down my eyes. So I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes. So I gotta make this song cry. Yeah, I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. A face of stone was shocked on the other end of the phone. Word back home is that you had a special friend. So what was oh so special then? You have given away without getting at me. That's your fault. How many times you've forgiven me? How was I to know that you was plain sick of me? I know the way a nigga living was whack. She don't get a nigga back like that. Shit, I'm a man with pride. You don't do shit like that. You don't just pick up and leave me sick like that. You don't throw away what we had just like that. I was just fucking them girls. I was gonna get right back. They say you can't turn a bad girl good. But once a good girl's gone bad, she's gone forever. I'm on forever. Shit, I gotta live with the fact I did you wrong forever. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I know I seen him coming down your eyes, but I gotta make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. It's fucked up, girl.
All right, y'all. That was Jay-Z, Song Cry. Man, I don't see it coming down my eye, so I gotta make the song cry. Ooh, that is so deep. He did that. I gotta give it to him, you know. Shout out to Jay-Z, man. Yeah, you did that, man. That's a deep jam, man. I don't care. That jam don't have no time limit. Or nothing. You know what I'm saying? It'll fit your attitude the whole nine. It'll make you think all that, man. I know you came from the heart with it too. You can tell too, cause it's heartfelt lyrics. And that's so cool. I mean, you can't beat that. I think that's what's missing in a lot of today's music is a lot of it don't have no substance no more. And then you know something else? I was looking at something. Maybe it was something on Instagram or TikTok. you know, it's and you know, and all the other genres, it's still artist development, but in hip hop it's not no more. You know, it's to the point where they saying, okay, we got distributions for you, figure it out and do your thing. And that's it. It's like a lot of folks out here, it's like running with like a chicken with the head cut off or something, you know, don't know what to do. You got to sit down and study, but everything is at your fingertip now with the Google and everything. So it's really no excuse, because I haven't had to have no manager or nothing in years. You know, now I've had a manager, I had an agent, all that, and they did what they did, you know, say at the time, because, you know, it wasn't digital yet. Everything was still analog. Everybody was still under record contracts and stuff like that. You know, I've never did no major record label deal. I had a few offers, but, you know, I decided to go independent myself, and it's cool. How many people you know could say you underground, but you international too? You feel what I'm saying? You can't beat that with no baseball bat. The God is good, and I know it. So I'm just telling you. So it can be done. And then, you know, it's designed. Now the industry is designed. You're going to get what you put into it. You know, so if you're not putting nothing into it, you can't expect nothing. It ain't like that no more. Ain't nobody working for you like that. You know, you got to hustle. You got to. But it's new. It's a new hustle now. You know, it's all digital. It's at your fingertips. If you, just to give some tips, because, you know, I mean, I'm not rich. I'm not nothing like that. But I do get something for what I do every now and then. You know, it ain't for nothing. And it ain't been for nothing for a while. You know. But one of the tips I want to give y'all is this. You got to have the main sites that everybody on, such as Facebook, Instagram, X now, it used to be Twitter, you know, TikTok, and YouTube. If you got all five of them elements and you promote twice a day, once in the daytime and once at night. And this is what I mean when I say, the reason why I say once in daytime and once in the night. Because you're not just promoting for America. Remember, everybody is on the web. Everybody. So you're going to be running, you're going to be running into the people overseas too. They want to hear you too. Them the ones that's really going to support you. More than America, and that's real. A stranger is going to support you more than the person that's close to you. That's how it always goes. But even with the music, you know, because for some reason, it's like folks overseas, you know what I'm saying, they value our music way different than we do ourselves. And I'm not just talking about hip hop. I'm talking about all genres. I'm talking about American music, period. When I say they love it, they love it. You know what I'm saying? And they love it to the point where they'll do their own research on you. And if you ever meet one of them, they'll tell you your whole life story. Because that's how deep they are into the music. And that's how much they value it. You hear me? So shout out to everybody overseas, to Germany, Australia, Ghana, Switzerland, England, Canada, Mexico. Thank all y'all, you know what I'm saying, for supporting us. You know what I mean? Thank you for actually taking the time for listening to us, because, I mean, we ain't out here doing it for nothing, first of all, but y'all make us want to keep on doing it when y'all support us the way y'all support us. So we want to thank y'all. And not just me, that's everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I got to give a shout out to Russia, you know what I'm saying, Ukraine, Taiwan, China, Japan. Oh, man. And shout out to all the beatboxers out there, too. Yeah, I keep up with y'all. I'm an old school beatboxer. I ain't doing what y'all are doing, but, you know, you want the roots, hit me up. If you want the roots of beatboxing, I got you. Because I could do that. I could stick with a bass line and a clap. I'm a vocal percussionist, okay? You know. But y'all do y'all thing. And keep on, too. That's love, baby. Okay. This next song comes from me, myself. Rockbox, called Do You Remember? This from my first album called Rabbit Got the Gun. So check this out, Do You Remember? Featuring my boy Texas T. Shout out to giving me the music and everything. I recorded it at his house up in Austin, Texas. Baby.
Rocker. They say you cut a tree down.
First thing, you're gonna fall back to the roots.
Today,
you're gonna hear the roots.
I am hip-hop. Now where my grown folks, not your ordinary rap. Trap out of no one lava, not represent the trap. Keep it real, stress I feel, be shame of who you are. It's a grind that take you far, that shine makes you a star. We used to feel it, rapping, beatboxing, breakdancing, popping and locking up females hawking. The hell with all that talking, kick knowledge, now with demolish. Put these busters on trial, love, plead not guilty. Now gangsters the style. Destruction, double RPC, rap production, had to have something, lyric seduction. Man, forever busted, should be told, and not be sold. You know they wanna take control, turn to alternative like they did the rock and roll. Recess is over, you know, grown folks don't play. No sense in rhyme, you ain't got nothing to say.
Do you remember?
Rest in peace, Biggie and Tupac. Easy E, human beatbox. Be not street hot, he cock. Man, let's see what you got. Break it back down, leave it go. Rap hands, bitch, your background. What's the half down? Then you can rap down. Thought you won. Man, I break you back down. Professional liar, work for hire. Supplier of the CD fire. I speak fire, hits require. Baby, whatever you desire. Monk, man. A man with mission in the game. But since you gone, ain't nothing the same. Double R.I.P., man.
All right, y'all. That was Do You Remember from Rockbox. Yeah, that's me. Oh, man. Oh, I remember writing that song. I was on my way back here. I was about to move back to California. So I was thinking all the times that I had down here before I left. And then I gave a shout out. to my homeboy Monk, man. He had passed away, you know what I'm saying, during the years I was gone. So I had to give him a shout out too. And that song just brought back some memories. Do You Remember? That's so deep. You know, and I was flipping the styles and everything, you know. I'm working on two EPs right now. I'm working on my gospel. It's called My Soul's Crying. And then I'm working on another one called Box Cutter. You know, I'm halfway done with the Box Cutter one, but I'm still working on the gospel. I got a jam coming out with Camp 8 Republic. They got a show coming up on June 14th up in LA. I'll give you the details next week, but it's June 14th. I know that much. June 13th, Too Short to be down at the Garden Amp up in Santa Ana. And y'all can still pick up some tickets at VIP Records, y'all. Y'all get them down there. It's going to be cheaper because it's going to be higher at the door. What else going on the 15th and 16th, I'll be down there in Victorville, for Fathers in Hip Hop. Yeah. We having like a reunion / celebration / Father's Day weekend / a whole bunch of stuff, but it's a / But, Fathers in Hip Hop, make sure y'all can check it out on Facebook and stuff like that too. Facebook, Instagram, them two, them the ones I seen it on. Justify, shout out to Justify. He doing this thing with the group economics and everything like that. But yeah, we still trying to keep the moving going because that's just what it is. Fathers of Hip Hop is not just a group or whatever. It's actually a movement that we started. You know what I'm saying? Letting folks know that even though we're doing this hip hop music, we fathers too. And there's something that we value in life ourselves to be fathers. So, and we try to be good fathers, and we used to motivate, and we still motivate each other to be good fathers to our children, even though we're doing this music and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then some of the kids is starting to do the music too. So it is what it is, you know? I just want, like I say, I want to give a shout out to Justify, man. Thank you for everything, because he taught me a lot on the business side and what to do and how to treat people sometimes, and just to have a business relationship with folks. And I value that deeply. Much love. Okay, y'all. We're going to get into this last song. Actually, it's a song I got coming out. It should be out later on this week on all digital outlets, so called No Matter. And it's featuring my homegirl Queen at the end. And then it's engineered by my boy Eddie Paper, and mastered by my boy Kalo. And it's a nice track. Y'all check it out. This is my new jam, No Matter. Baby, can you turn it up?
Uh-huh. I see clearly it's hard shit for the meek, so folks cry still hurt. Another way to speak, reluctant step to stress, the cancer culture is on. Wrong time with the wrong words, the future is gone. Grew up a funk zap jamming out house parties. Now I'm on dialysis, out living everybody. Fool jumped out the tree, asked me who I be. Got with Haji and BT, create the bitch street. Rock the Audubon, my master key. The crack G got to live with the who the beat by slash MC. Why asking my advice? I had plans all along. Switched up once again, same old song. Lord, they tripping, lead me to my purpose. Please clear the surface, show the hater that it's worth it. Been in it too long, see enough to maintain the X factor in this hip hop game. Let them know something, but no matter what they do, I'll be rocking till my dying day.
Till my dying day.
Gotta do me, don't give a damn what they say.
What they say.
No matter what they do, I'll be rocking till my dying day.
Till my dying day.
What is poppin' to pay attention to mess? I'm addicted to progress, ain't got time for stress. Bill's a dude who gonna conquer this load. Man, I handle my own, a truth be told. The mic is my weapon, the bullets is word. The saddest legendary, give a damn what you heard. Damn Skippy, hope you give me no wooden nickels here. The tiger out the cage, heart to pump, no fear. I say, take it to the grave, but you violated that. Bumped your gun, thought dude was cool, man, stay where you at. Since Sugar Hill knew what I wanted, I love hip hop. Rest in peace, Bismarck, and a human beatbox. Some paved the way, it wouldn't be here today. Old school, resurrected, grown folks don't play. Thank you, Lord, creativity attack. I'm in too deep, and I can't turn back. Rhyme rocking for life, baby.
No matter what they do, I'll be rocking till my dying day.
Till my dying day.
Gotta do me, don't give a damn what they say.
What they say.
No matter what they do, I'll be rocking till my dying day.
Till my dying day.
All right, y'all. Yeah, that was the new jam. No matter. Y'all heard it first. Y'all heard it first. Yeah, it'll be out this week. I don't know what time this week, but I put it in and everything, you know. It's ready. They doing the inspections to it. All right, y'all. Well, we're going to break it on down now. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all can check us out next week. 1 o'clock, y'all. I'll be here on time. I had to do a little something before I came, so that's me. My bad. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, next time, 1 o'clock. And I will be having guests in a minute, you know. But thanks for just tuning in, checking in, and, you know, just listening to some good music and, you know what I'm saying, good conversation. And everything. I mean, it's cool to agree and disagree or whatever. You could do that respectfully. And you don't have to get into a whole bunch of violence and stuff. We got enough of that going on as it is. So, y'all, until next time, y'all, this Operation Kickback, Michael J. Netherly Sr., AKA Rockbox, the boss Ryan Rocker himself. In a minute. Much love. Baby.